aren't there nipples on drinks anymore?
Other than like water. Maybe bug juices, but I don't see bug juices anymore either.
Yeah, they kind of disappeared too.
I mean, they got them fruit shoes that Pepsi got.
Which they got the cartoon characters on the...
Yeah, but it's probably like some of the best juice ever.
I don't even see them anymore.
Not in the store, no. They stopped getting them in the store, but I seen them in like Williamsville.
Did you? I guess that kind of makes sense.
I got one too. I was like, yeah. It's just...
I need this.
Amazing. Greatest. It's of all time. They blow fucking bug juice out of the water.
I mean, come on.
And it's not enough.
Oh, it's never enough.
They need to make adult fruit shoots.
Nah, we just get boring fruit juice.
I don't fucking want boring fruit juice.
Just saying. What they stick us with.
I get it now. That's why it's so little. But a fruit shoot. It's like a shot.
And you're shooting the fruit?
Fruits.
Fruit shooting? Or you shoot fruit?
We need a fruit gallon from fruit.
No fruit shoots out here. We need fruit.
Too big for that shit.
Fruit cannons.
Fruit cannons. Fruit cannons would be amazing.
Fucking mouth on it's this big.
Big ass nipple.
The only way you can get it.
It's still got to be a nipple top, though.
It's still a nipple top, but it's a nipple that doesn't fit in your mouth. It's that big. You got to kind of, like, let it dribble into your mouth.
That sounds sus.
You want the fruit cannon? You got to take all the weirdness with it.
I might just put it in a cup. That nipple's a little bit too big.
Guaranteed to not pour into any cup.
What? You can't guarantee that. If it can dribble in your mouth, it can dribble in a cup.
Nope. It's got cup sensors in the nipple. No one sees them because they're...
Cup detected.
No dribble allowed. Telling you.
Man. I don't know. This shit's right, though. I could use one right now.
Need a fruit shoot.
Them joints down.
Yeah, because it's only a shot.
They're 99 cent, though. So expensive.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think they were 100% juice as well.
I hope.
If I can remember.
I hope. Remember the hugs, though? The barrels?
Yes. I had a brown black.
I know.
He said, I don't know. I don't think you do. If you ask me a question like that, if you ask me a question that black people should know.
I didn't say, have you drank? I just said, do you remember?
Yes. But what I'm saying is, let me just finish my statement.
All right, good, good.
If there's ever a black question that you want to ask, think about it before you ask. I'm more offended that you asked me. You know damn well I got a question for you.
Go for it.
What's one black song that's played? Oh, what's one song that's played at a black barbecue all the time? I know you haven't been to many, but you gotta know the answer. Give me just one. There's a lot of them, but give me one. And this is gonna be like Family Feud. I tell you.
So this is real stereotypical.
Not even stereotypical. This is actual fact.
No. Okay. What I'm about to say.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like more, I feel like it's definitely more the movies.
Yeah.
But I guarantee there's some that at least it gets played in.
Uh huh.
Some parties.
Okay.
This is how we do it.
You know that might be low.
Right?
But
it's gotta be a song.
I'm not mad at the answer. The answer I'm thinking of.
Right.
Like survey of one person, me. Maybe a few other people if they knew what I was thinking. They'd be like, yeah, Frankie Beverly and Mace. Before I Let Go.
Before I Let Go.
Yeah. Before I Let Go. Damn, damn, damn. Damn, damn, damn. You never heard of it?
I'm sure I have.
Happy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That joint is playing at a cookout, black cookout.
Yeah, okay.
I also would have took Family Reunion. Just saying. And it might makes not sense. Even be a family reunion. It makes but sense. Yeah, that's another one.
There's enough people there. It's always a family
this
reunion.
This is how we do it. I can see that.
That's something.
Yeah. It seemed like it's going on to the evening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you, maybe, I ain't been to one so damn long. Seem like I'm starting to forget. But, all right.
Listen to what they saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up, but I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
We back with another week.
Back with another week?
Yeah.
Weep. Is this our crying episode?
It might.
We can cry.
I might cry. I guarantee
we can do
cry.
It. But okay. It's gotta be the ugly cry, cause you can't hear a normal cry.
That's true. I mean, you can, but...
I mean, like, podcasting-wise?
Yeah. Come on. Because you get kind of congested.
It's
going
to be like a couple little sniffles.
Yeah, but you get congested.
Yeah, but that's it. It's just going to be some sniffles.
I can't hear somebody crying. On the phone, I can hear somebody crying.
I mean, if they're, like, sobbing, too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be like an ugly cry. Sobbing.
But, like, even that is just like, yo, you can hear it. You can hear the...
Yeah, but it's just like...
And it might be an ugly cry because I'm not there. Yeah, it might be an ugly cry. But
maybe
it has been another weep. Yeah, man. Start this bitch. Shit.
Yeah.
And answer me this. And this is kind of based off our conversation earlier.
I'll try.
And what I was just asking you before we started the pod.
Okay.
Why? Oh, how can... And I know I've done it before in my life. But how can we as humans feel like, you know what I mean? We can be a part of somebody's life and then grow so distant. Like we did it. Like we do it in high school, do it just through life, bro. Like how do we function that way? Like why is that a thing? Like you with somebody like all the time and then... All of a sudden, you kind of grow distant. Like, what distracts you or what in your mind makes you feel like, hey, this is okay? Like, how do we get to that moment? And I know people probably wouldn't hear it, like, just on the podcast. But, like, genuinely sorry for people that I've done that to. Because, like, when you on the other end of that.
It hurts.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, how do we let that shit slide? Now, it doesn't have to be, like, constant. Constant is kind of crazy.
Right.
You feel me? So, like, you start doing it constant, you're like, all right, now, I can't, like, text you all day. I can't talk to you every day, all day. That's fine. Because you're not in my area. But, like, every once in a while, bro, it's cool. I just find that we go... distant and we go through time and eventually those people will heal and they'll be fine with it, but it just sucks, you know what I mean, in the moment. Like yeah. Why do you think that we do that as humans? Can't really give an answer.
I don't know. I think it depends on the situation, because there's some, I mean obviously there's a couple where it's deserved. If something goes down, one party was in the wrong, it's deserved. I think there's other situations where you're ending a phase of your life. Not mm-hmm. saying that some people don't still carry over people from other phases.
But
sometimes people get dropped because they're from a different phase. They're following their own thing while you're going into your own new phase. And the phases just aren't interweaving.
Mm-hmm. Two good as points. But like... If your first one, if you knew that person was in the wrong,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you tell them if they didn't know?
I'm not saying you don't tell them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you tell, like, if I'm in that situation, somebody dropped me off because I was in the wrong for something. Like, I think I've said it before on the podcast. Like, I would like to know.
Right, yeah.
Tell me and... Then, like, you know, I don't look like Boo Boo the Fool.
Right.
you know what I mean, trying to keep in contact or trying to call you, see how you doing or whatever, and it's just nothing.
Right.
And I'd rather not hear from somebody else. You know what I mean? Tell me before you start babbling about everybody else. Right. I mean, to everybody else.
Yeah.
And your second point, it's true. Because you could be like, all right, I'm on the right track. You probably used to party all the time. And you have friends that party all the time. Those friends probably still party. You trying to grow up and get into something different. And that's good points because, I mean, things change, people change, right? So, like, change is inevitable. Every day, something changes with us. Our mindset or the way we talk, the way we think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, just learning something can change you.
True.
And more than likely, we're learning. If you're not learning anything in a day, like...
What are you doing?
Is it a day? Not a good one. I mean, it is a day, but, you know, you get literally what I'm saying, like, to my perspective. But those are two good-ass answers. And maybe sometimes those people can understand that, but would like to hear that. But that's fair. I can see it, now if I can see it, I can understand. But if I don't see it, you kind of got to make those people see it if that's the case, instead of just like completely dropping them off. Now, if I move, like my people's in North Carolina, I moved to a different state.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them that I stay in contact with still, and some people I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's because I moved to a different state. Now, that doesn't mean I can't call or text them, and sometimes I do.
Right.
Like I'm trying to get better at that as a human, because you never know like what that person's going through.
True.
And maybe you can be that person that can help them out in that moment. So I'm trying to get on that. Yo, if I think about you, I'm gonna call you.
You know what I'm saying? A good way to
be. Yeah, like it again, not every day, yo. Like you have to check on your people, or at least people you know what I mean, you say you love or care about. I don't care if I'm bugging the shit out of you. You leave, I don't talk to you like that. I'm going to text you when I think about you. Or I'm going to call you, be like, yo, what's up? I don't want nothing.
Right. I mean, you do got some that are like that, but...
Yeah, like, I'm not calling you just to get something from you other than a little bit of your time and let me know that you okay. I mean, if you don't want to ask me if I'm okay, you want to cut that shit short. Hey, bro, what's up? You hit me with the... Ain't nothing, man. I'll be like, hey, you all right? You know me? I'm calling you. Yeah, I'm good, man. You know, I'm just out here doing this. Oh, all right, bro. I ain't trying to bother you. I was just calling to check on you, man. Love you. Boom. That can be it. I mean, it'd be nice if we can have a conversation or you ask me how I'm doing.
Right.
That's cool.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And then it can be a quick 5-minute conversation, literally.
Right.
But, yeah, bro, I just wonder that shit. And... You know, I fuck up. I say things that probably got somebody to think something wrong, or they might see me in a different light when they hear a conversation they never have, you know what I mean? That right. I've never had around somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I ain't. But I honestly, you don't owe me an explanation, but to the people that you don't owe me an explanation on why you just cut me off. But damn, is it satisfying when I get it. Whether it's negative or not.
Yeah.
Whether it's, hey, man.
At least it's some kind of closure.
Oh, man, closure is beautiful. Yeah, I might be fucked up after for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to hurt.
And you're like, damn, like, I didn't.
Just because you know it's ain't taking away the hurt.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I'm not going to see you no more. We're not going to talk no more. Damn, like, I didn't know I fucked up. And then maybe down the line you will. Never know, because it could be something so small, so petty, or it could be something big, but that person has to learn forgiveness.
Right.
And the person that did the wrong can kind of learn that they fucked up, and hopefully it never happens again. But you know, shit happens, bro. Like, I just wish I understood that, and wish I can get over it more or less faster than some people. Like, because some people just dwell, and I tend to dwell because I tend to overthink.
Right.
My idle mind. But once I learn how to.
Over.
That's it.
It's over for all y'all bitches.
Every bitch, nigga, nigga, bitch. Like, all, like everybody is
they
done.
They all done.
Yeah, like, because They'll be like, hey, man, what I eat don't make you shit and vice versa.
You fuck don't make you come.
Yeah, I wasn't going to finish the whole thing. Yeah. But, like, right. It's the same.
Yeah, I was with you. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, man. But that does, because I am, I try to be as genuine as possible and stuff like that. And like I said, not perfect, man. I'm not. But when I start to overthink and dwell, that shit kind of hurts. So I probably get over it. And you seem like a person that gets over it fairly fast, because it's just like, hey, I'm in my, whatever's around me, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Everything on the outside. Not saying that you don't think of those people. It's just like, I got this going on. It takes me a minute to step out to see what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Like calling certain people or talking
to certain people.
We
talked about this before, I mentioned, it's like, I'm the opposite end of the spectrum you're proposing. And like, I am terrible at that, like getting back with people and checking up on people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's not a choice. It's like a lack of a choice altogether, honestly. Or the absence of choice. Because it's not like I never purposefully don't respond to someone or don't hit them up when I'm thinking about them. But it's pretty much exactly like what you're saying, like in this bubble. Mm-hmm. And like, I think about people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I should really
hit that person,
see
up.
How they're doing.
Yeah.
And then if I don't do it in that instant, it doesn't happen because I don't think about it. That thought gets lost in what's happening in the moment for the rest of the day. The day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And before I know it, it's been a week and I'm like, shit, I never hit that person up. And it just goes again.
Yeah, and I tend to do that too. I'm like I said, I'm trying to get better. So in that moment, if I have a moment in that moment, I'll try. Because you're right, you do get caught up in some shit. But I don't know, man. It can't happen all the time, but sometimes when you get that moment, that moment that you like, all right, this person's on my mind, I'm gonna hit them up.
I'm the kind of person that for this exact situation,
mm-hmm.
I need to set reminders in my phone, like a weekly or a monthly reminder for a time when I know I ain't gonna be doing shit, and just be like, call this person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like it. No, I'm just saying, like, it's not a bad idea.
It's sad, and I know that, and it doesn't help me feel any better about it. But
yeah. And as you grow further apart from some people, I mean, change happens. They tend not to be the same person.
Is true. People change. Everybody changes.
Yeah, so like they tend not to be that person that you were accustomed to.
That you used to know.
Yeah. So like if you call them and you're like, hey, you know what I mean, let's hang out. I mean, it'd be a little different, a little weird. And then you can go off and be like, hey.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah. Especially when it's been lengthy, like, times is it can change, bro.
Oh yeah.
And then maybe again I overthink a lot of shit.
Also true.
Yeah. So it tends to be like, damn. But hitting that person up, like when it's family or like a close friend that you used to, even checking on them is fine. Like we don't have to hang out.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, how you been? How's your family? Hope everything's okay. Just thought about you. I mean, because good helps somebody out. Just hearing your voice. And be like, damn, you know, I ain't heard from him in a while. He's checking on me. Because it's a lot of people that don't get checked on.
True.
And they kind of get in that mode or that mood to where anything can fucking happen. I mean, that mental health shit is real. So to all the people I ain't checked on in a long time, I apologize. Like, truly. people that just dropped off and they probably not even thinking of me, you know, and I'm not that same person that I was.
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of good.
Mm.
If you know it. Because then it's just in the sense of, well, at least I know that person isn't feeling like this. That this feeling that we've been talking about this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Again, it is what it is, man. I get, you know what I mean? I get in my bag. Shit crazy.
It's crazy. Bags are always crazy.
Yeah, I think about that shit. So, whatever. Once I get to that point, like, hey, man. Ooh, I guess, especially like when your circle's small.
Mm-hmm.
It really hit harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you know what I mean, you associate with a lot of people, they're not your best friends, they're barely friends or they're associates. It's like, all right, cool. But when you got your close circle and that shit happens,
right.
You kind of get,
you feel it more.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Like I said, man, that shit happened. I want to know that answer, like anybody's answer. But you gave two good ass points, bro, that I can't argue with. Because that shit is real. That I could be one of those people.
Yeah, and the second one, it's not necessarily even like they're into bad shit and you're working towards good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or
that's just
they flip-flop the other way around. It's just,
I'm on some good
you
shit.
You went medical?
Yeah.
They went fucking
lawyer.
Engineering. Like,
engineer, yeah.
So y'all really don't have that much in common. Y'all busy with your own school lives trying to get that shit set up and
mm-hmm.
build your futures. And it's just, y'all don't cross much.
Maybe in the path of medical and engineering, y'all might meet again.
That's true. That was not good examples for really different things. But
yeah, but just saying, just like.
But yeah,
yeah,
it could always
connect
in the end. Connect
again sooner or later. And if not, it is what it is. I guess you just got to enjoy the moments that you have.
That is one thing our society's missing.
What's that? Engineers and
no, no.
But they are.
I mean, yeah.
There's not a lot of engineers in America.
It's true. Shit, like, because, I mean, you'll hear of, like, only example I can think of right now is, like, veterans. But, like old World War II vets. Not so much World War I anymore. But they'll, like, randomly one will go and surprise their other friend after not seeing each other for like 40, 50 years. And it's like, we don't have situations that create bonds like that as often anymore. I mean, war is going to create a bond that will never be broken. Like,
yeah.
You see them, they go back to like, they just saw each other yesterday.
Yeah.
After 40, 50 years apart. We don't really have situations like that anymore. You got college. That's not, certainly not strong enough for that. Something like these.
Not typically.
Yeah. I mean, you might build friends that you'll keep forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like.
You got frat brothers and shit. And some of them do.
Maybe.
Like fraternities.
If you actually get in tight with one of your pledge mates or one of the other guys at the house. Because I mean, just saying that you're frat bros. Or yeah. Part of the same fraternity,
yeah.
Like, it means something, but it doesn't mean that same attachment.
I mean, going to war with somebody and being a fraternity brother, yes, it's two different things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, but you brought up college, and there are fraternity brothers.
True.
That are always going to be brothers and connect like they ain't never left in a certain way.
Nah,
like,
you right.
Again, you know, people change, but it's like, just like, man, when they see each other, they might do the little yell or something, throw up they sign or some shit, whatever, you know what I mean? They might play Atomic Dog or something, they start stepping, like anything. So, but yeah, you're right, it's nothing like that anymore. It just sucks, man.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think I dwell on it.
It is what it is.
Shit. What else you had to talk about after that deep conversation?
All right, let's go.
Yeah, just bring it up, man. What's the topic?
You saw If you didn't, I don't know how. Elon purchased Twitter.
He did what?
He purchased Twitter.
Fuck bought it. Air. What? How much?
I think it was like 44 bill.
I did not see
with
that.
With a B?
I
bill.
I did not see that.
Really?
I promise you I seen that.
That's crazy. You seen it.
Right, cool. No, I'm messing with you. Yeah, how the fuck could you miss it, bro? Right?
Nah, I know you seen it. I know you seen it. Yeah. And it's just, it's blown me away the kind of reaction it's getting.
As far as?
Well, just, and I'll admit, it's more of the, I consider it more than like the clickbait genre of, fuck. Examples of people freaking out about it. And like all these extremist left wing people saying that's the end of democracy and this huge terrible thing. I've seen that brought up a whole lot. Again, I'm not looking at impartial news.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a bias. So I'm not 100% like fully jumping on this train of believing what I'm reading.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know at least part of it's got to be true. I don't think these were faked, but I don't think that they're really the majority.
Yeah.
But there has been a lot of outrage from more of the left side about him buying it and how it's going to restrict free speech for people. And I just don't understand it.
Yeah, why would Elon Musk tarnish free speech?
Exactly.
He's all about it, I think.
I think the whole fear of these people saying it is that he's going to limit some of the censorship mm-hmm. that has been happening in recent years from Twitter's board or moderators or whoever the fuck monitors it.
Right.
Because it definitely has kind of edged out a little bit some more conservative accounts
mm-hmm.
and definitely welcomed in more of the liberal LGBTQ plus that whole community. Definitely made it a little more geared towards them having freedom.
Yeah, I just don't see it though.
In a sense, again,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't see it. Like, I feel like Elon.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely don't see him doing it. I just see him allowing
more to slide.
Well, I mean, more free speech.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just because you don't agree with something doesn't make it not free speech.
True.
And I think that's the issue that these, again, admittedly probably more clickbait sources of information that I'm receiving are getting at. Is that these people are just upset because now they would be safe from people criticizing or judging them. They're afraid that now those people are going to be allowed back in and they're scared that they're going to get, I don't know.
Bullied?
I don't know, I guess.
Like, and it's crazy, and just hear me out. You don't have to get on Twitter. You don't have to be on the internet to tell us how you feel about anything, because it's a choice.
It is a choice.
It's like you got freedom of speech, you have freedom of choice.
Exactly.
it's weird. Like, I don't think, like, I think he, again, allow more.
Right.
And that might put fear in some certain people and certain foundations and certain whatever, but it's just like, man, just, you can really, A, ignore everything that you see, thinking only the positive, or B, just don't get on there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to. Not saying, like, you're scared to go to church. Just, like, saying, like, if you can't handle it, and don't put your emotion and your energy into it, and I think you'd be fine, because hopefully you're surrounding yourself with people that support you in everything that you do.
You would hope.
But also people that can criticize you. Constructive, like kind of being that unbiased, because you don't want that bias all the time. You don't want a yes man all the time.
That's the thing, these people do.
So you think that's what it is, and that's what they're afraid of?
It's the same people that want everything that they don't agree with banned.
Yeah, that's far from freedom of speech.
Exactly.
I mean, and those people got to suffer those consequences. Like, they're not saying that you can't report somebody.
Right. You can still report as much as you want.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a little bit more lenient than it was.
But the biggest thing is, you don't have to fucking participate in a conversation that you don't like.
Yeah. You can literally delete your tweet and everything will be gone.
Right. You see a tweet you don't like, don't interact with it.
Yeah, just keep going. Because you know there's people out there like that.
Right.
And Twitter is worldwide.
100%.
So, like, if you see something, you're just like, hey, you can call that person a jackass. You can call them an asshole. You can do whatever you want. But it's just like, don't participate if it's going to make you feel some type of way.
Right. If you're someone that can handle getting shit back at you, feel free.
Just go
in. Have fun to go on them.
Yeah.
And try to participate. But if that's what you're afraid of, why in the hell would you try to jump into a conversation knowing the majority of the people paying attention to that conversation are going to disagree with you?
Yeah.
There's no point.
The internet has no remorse.
100%.
Whatsoever. You know how the fucking internet is, man. They do not care. And people love it because they can kind of hide behind a profile.
Absolutely.
And people go on there, trolls.
Yes.
To fucking defeat people just because. And right. They probably agree with you, but this motherfucker's out there that just
it's
wants
funnier to just let them fucking slam their head into a brick wall because
they
can't understand the fact that, oh, this person's just fucking with me.
Right. Now, what if, and it's weird because I feel like some people on the other end could feel that way too, but a lot of them might just slide with it and just keep going back and forth with you.
Exactly.
Instead of like trying to report it, they probably just go back and forth with you. So you got to watch out for them as well. So it's just like, man, that's one solution. It's just not to get on there.
But it's funny how many people won't do that.
Yeah.
In life, man, I just don't understand.
Hey, man. The internet's for mean, nice, destructive, hoarding. Like, it's everything. It's everything that a person has.
Everything.
Everything. You can't think that everybody that's on Twitter is going to be happy-go-lucky, support everything that you talk about. There's no fucking way.
And you can't block off portions just because you don't like them. I mean, you can, as a person, you can go through and block as many accounts as you want because you don't like them.
The option.
But the second you start trying to make sure that they're blocked for everyone, that's when it's an issue.
Right.
Because who the fuck are you? What reason? What?
Yeah, man.
What power was given to you for you to decide that no one should have to see this?
I don't know. Because when you get big enough, I guess, you start getting a lot more popularity in whatever you're doing in your tweeting or your Instagramming or whatever. The people that was rocking with you, which you can also just be happy with.
Right.
As well. But the people that was rocking with you, there's going to be some motherfuckers coming in that's not rocking with you and going to try to tear you down every single time.
Right. Because you're in an open space.
So a lot of those people, they see that popularity and confuse it with power. And you think, oh, I got so many million followers. Like, you should get rid of this account because, you know, look at me. I'm, you know what I mean? It's just like, come on, man. Get over yourself.
Well, the scary part is that the world has kind of allowed that to be true.
A little.
I mean, like,
influencers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certain groups and peoples. And they've,
like, yeah, we old heads, so we thinking like, what the fuck? And these people like, I'm not knocking these motherfuckers, but these people just they worship a lot of them. And a lot of them are funny, talented. Some of them are good. Some of them are just terrible. But they love them. They worship these people. I laugh at a lot of it.
Right.
I don't participate in a lot of it. I participate, right? But very minimal. I don't have a lot of followers. I don't have a lot of, you know what I mean, people retweeting my shit.
Right.
But if I participate, I got to be prepared for anything.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I can just stay off of it.
So it is.
Yeah. Like, I'm sensitive to the point where I could talk about people leaving my life, but I'm not as sensitive as a motherfucker start. If I tweet something and somebody say, hey, you're fat. Get him off of it. I can't say him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Start talking shit about everything, right? I said. Because I could just be like, damn, I could delete Twitter. I'm done with it. Or like you said, I could block that person, or I could delete that tweet.
Right.
I mean, people can screenshot too. That shit doesn't die. But it's and just
that's,
like,
it's yeah. Fine, but you block those people too.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You can just go on about your life.
Right.
Because those people don't control your life.
And
don't let, like, people control your life.
You can't tell me that unless you, like, did something deserving of it, that there's no way to get away from it. Because only people that have, like, actually done some
fucked up shit.
Some bad shit.
Yeah.
That get hounded by it. Like, people constantly harassing them. Only those people that really kind of fucked up are not going to be able to get away from it. Because when you do some fucked up shit,
mm-hmm.
people are going to find ways to keep finding ways to harass you.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah, once you respond...
Because, like, you didn't do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you don't want to hear it anymore. You delete your Twitter.
Right.
But you did some fucked up shit, they will find your other... Your Instagram, your Facebook.
Everything.
They'll find your fucking phone number. They'll go after your friends and family. They will find a way to make sure you still hear them harassing you.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
Wow. That's harassment?
There's a balance there because...
Yeah.
You did something.
Yeah. Like, because bad shit, you're going to catch some heat. And some motherfuckers do deserve it. But, like... Yeah, I forgot what the fuck I was just... You picking up your phone just distracted me.
I'm sorry.
Now you good. But just like, I get it. Some of those people deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I'm talking some like, criminal shit.
Yeah. But if you just speak in your mind.
Right. Yeah. Not some, you just have an
opinion
or a viewpoint that
Everybody
a lot of people would disagree with. Yeah. That's different.
And like, I tell you, the worst thing to do is to respond. Because if you're not built for it, they on your ass, bro. They on your ass.
It's you versus literally the world.
Yeah.
You ain't winning that shit.
Yeah, especially if you're an actor, actress, somebody famous, somebody big.
Anyone with popularity.
Boy.
You're not winning.
Yeah, these people have nothing but time.
Exactly. You try to live your life. This is their life.
Right. Their life is to make your life a living.
Which
hell.
Is its own sadness. It's his own sadness.
Yeah.
And if you can't take that fact as a win and laugh about it to yourself and just leave them be, you're just going to keep fucking up.
Right. Because some people, like some of those popular people, lean into it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? They don't feel as bad. But when you start getting on it and crying and talking about some, I can't believe you guys would think this, that, and the third. Oh, they on your ass. They don't care how much you crying. They don't care how much you explain yourself.
The second you take a step back,
yeah,
the millisecond you apologize, you won't be able to stop.
Mm-mm.
Because it's. I know I've seen it tons of places, and it's true as far as the internet's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a step back, as in backing up on your word.
Oh.
Like, you had a viewpoint, it was challenged, you're like, oh, you're right, you step back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, if it's a strong viewpoint.
Yeah, I got you.
And you're like, oh, I see I was wrong, or mm-hmm. you post some sort of apology, or you start apologizing for shit, that doesn't make sense. Just because a bunch of people don't agree with you.
Yeah. Not apologizing. Yeah.
Well, no, even apologizing.
No, what I mean is when you step back and say and think like, damn, y'all right. You know what I mean? I fucked up.
That's different.
Not apologizing because you stood on your word, but then somebody fact checked or you said something wrong. You shouldn't have to apologize because you said something wrong other than if it's something hurtful.
I was about to say, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like you're only doing it because of how many people are against you, not because you truly have learned.
I got you.
And agree that your original viewpoint was bad.
Yeah.
You're just doing it because you don't want to lose popularity.
Yeah, I got you.
It's a little form of weakness, and you're going to get torn apart.
Yeah. Yeah, you will. Like, and then what I was thinking of, you know what I mean, kind of just land on that sword, and if you feel like, damn, I might have fucked up with this one, sometimes you just got to see where it goes and not post anything.
True, yeah. Sometimes stepping back is the best way.
And then people forget, or like if you fell off stage or something, and it's a meme for a while.
That's just funny.
Yeah, like people don't, them shits live forever too. It's like people won't forget entirely, but something new is going to happen that week anyway.
Right.
Or that month.
Unless you keep doing dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
It's going to go away in a little bit. People
crave that shit too, man.
Oh, yeah.
So weird. Like, they want to keep doing troll shit or fucking up just so they can stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy, man. That's
sad what people do for clout.
Clout is something serious. That's a new drug. That is a new drug.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Elon buying, I really don't give a fuck.
Right. I'm all for it.
What's that got to do with me?
Not shit. Not shit for 90% of the people.
I don't have Tesla or Twitter stock. Now, if you're fucking with my money, it's different.
Different story.
It's different because it's my money, my bag.
That's fair.
But I don't have any stock. And I'm barely on Twitter.
I mean, it'd be different even if he had just come in like right when he bought it, or like as he was ramping up to buy it, and was saying, and was like listing changes he was gonna make to it. But I don't know if he's done any of that. He just said he was gonna buy it.
It was a couple of things he asked prior to buying it, I guess. I think one of them was like having the option to edit a tweet.
Mm.
Which they don't have, which they should have.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah, but it can go off. Like, but it does say, like on Facebook and stuff, on Instagram, it says edit it.
True.
So, but like, still, you'll see you a that chance. People edit it. Yeah. But, yeah, you'd be like, oh, I said this wrong. Maybe I should have put a period in between that or some shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Poor choice of words. I think they should allow an edit.
I don't know why not.
Because then... God, what I listened to, it might have been flagrant. If you're talking about on Reddit, people would like put something to get people to upvote, and then they'll edit it and put something completely stupid, racist, or something like that. And then be like, yo, it got all these upvotes on this fucking comment. Why the fuck does it have it? It's stupid. Because people change it. But like, when you see it's been edited,
that's a different, then you know.
Yeah, then you like, yeah, what the fuck did they change? And you can un upvote or like.
Take it away.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Shit's funny. I think there's no problem at all with Elon buying it. Like, that man spent his money. Which, $44 billion is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking money.
That is a lot of money.
Which, maybe he can make back. I don't know how long.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah, but $44 billion? Can you imagine what he could have did with that?
He's of the wealth, man.
And yeah.
He's not going to spend what he can't make back quickly.
Of course. But damn.
Like, I know. And I seen something else too.
So much money.
That was like that. It was like all these people talking about what Elon's spending his money on when they're not talking. People talking about the billions that Elon's spending while not asking about the trillions of your money that the government is spending.
Mm.
And it's like,
Got a point.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. This fucker's supposed to be working for us.
Yeah.
And the other guy is just a dude.
Like, hey, look at Elon. You just spent all this money on Twitter. Don't worry about what we're spending your money on.
Right?
We the people. They should, though. What Cole said. Taxes you pay, you should be able to pick what you what you want to pay for.
Right. Where that money goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, from an app. That's, I mean, that's genius. But they wouldn't get what they want. That's another thing. How far do you think our military would fall if that was the case?
Too far.
Probably not as far as you think.
I don't know.
Because a lot of right-wing people support our military.
Yeah. But I think it'd fall too far.
Probably far enough to where, like, even if they gave us a percentage of what we can spend it on. You get what I mean?
Mm.
Like, even if it was like, all right, we're going to take this to do what the fuck we want to do with it. Here's right. your little piece that you can
Right. Here's choose. 50%. You can do whatever you want with this 50%.
I don't think they would give us 50, but yeah.
No, probably not.
Yeah, maybe like 25, 15.
I mean, and yeah, for most people, that's probably only...
Like, where the cash out button?
That's probably
back to me.
It's probably less than 10 grand.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
A lot of motherfuckers here, though.
But you got so many people, it adds up.
I just think they pay for all this shit anyway, or at least definitely prior.
Only question is, like, how many options do you allow? What do you do when you get people complaining that this isn't an option and this isn't an option?
And would it be separated federal and state? Had to be, right?
Oh, it'd be so confusing. There'd be so many people that wouldn't do it just because it'd be confusing.
You get an option, you do your state and you do your federal.
Look, if they make it like taxes,
yeah,
people are going to do the same shit they do now, me included. So I ain't talking shit on it,
yeah.
But pay someone else to do it.
All right.
Or don't do it at all.
Then you don't pay taxes, George?
No, I pay taxes.
Oh, okay.
But right. Some don't.
That's true. Also, that's true. Nigga, stop picking up your phone. You fucking with me. Stop it. I'll call Elon. Tell him to buy your phone.
I'm hitting you up on I'm messaging you on Twitter. I'm harassing you.
Bitch. Not gonna look.
You can't help it.
The end.
It'll get
like,
you.
What the fuck they talking about? Just see my name like just like trending this shit. Like, oh, I gotta click on it.
That's how they get you.
Oh man. Yeah. That's how I feel about it. Wanna end it?
Yeah, we can end it.
Alright. Look guys, you know what to do. You know what to do. Oh, you got a word? Today? I think you paused for dramatic effect now.
No.
Like it,
I try to think.
It goes out in editing, but for me, I'm not impressed.
I'm just trying to think.
Over dramatic. Look at that. You got your hand on your head. Look at this. What you, Professor X? What's that? Who does that? What
The Thinker.
Yeah, is it just The Thinker?
The statue, yeah.
I thought he had a name.
Maybe. I thought it was just The Thinker.
It might be just The Thinker. Because David is the one just with his dick out.
Yeah.
Apollo is the one with the world on his back.
That's Atlas.
That's Atlas. That's what I said. Who's Apollo? You didn't hear me say Atlas?
Probably riding in some chariots. He's a sun god, so he'd ride in a chariot to bring the sun.
But I feel like there's one that I'm... It's Apollo, I'm telling you. But no, Atlas I fucked up on. But I knew what the fuck
statue was. I guarantee there's an Apollo somewhere.
Yeah, but what?
The theater.
That's your word? Yep, that's your word. That's your word, theater. Now you got to live with the... Go and edit.
It's as good as any. I'll take it.
What, theater?
I don't have one. I'm fucking up.
I got one for you. I got one for you.
See, it's hard, isn't it?
No, it's not hard because I can say any word. But pertaining
you
want to
make
episode,
it a good one, right? Yeah.
I mean, no.
Come on. Come on, Mr. Big Shot.
It's not my thing.
You can think of any word. Come on.
Pausing for dramatic effect. pertaining to the episode.
Try to.
Facetious.
All right.
I just thought of a word. You see how easy that was?
All right. Juice's word of the episode.
What a tough.
That's it.
I'm going to start doing it, bro. All
right.
I'm going to start doing it. You're going to be mad at me. I'm going to come up with like 20 different words.
You can have a fucking dictionary in front of you.
And then I'm not going to pick up my phone to tell you the word to show that. I'm like, I'm going to pause for dramatic effect. Be like, can't even think of another one. Damn it.
Told you it's hard.
Bro, because you're blocking my psyche. That's the word, psyche.
Psyche?
Psyche.
That's new. All right.
Psychosis.
We might got some.
All right, yo. Y'all know what to do. Like, comment, share. We appreciate y'all listening. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.